Look, I know this bed is a bit small, but do you really have to wiggle so much? We have a big day tomorrow. We just have to get some rest. We need to be refreshed and ready for your sister's graduation ceremony. I know the sleeping arrangements are a little inconvenient, but your mom has invited most of the family, and it just so happens that we've been paired up like this. It's not so bad, is it? You've always been close to your auntie, haven't you? And now we're even closer. So, fluff up your pillow and close your eyes and go to sleep. What? What is it now? You're wide awake? Look, I have an idea. What do you usually do at night when you can't sleep? Nothing? You always just go straight to sleep? I don't believe you. I think a healthy young 18-year-old boy like you probably has certain thoughts. Certain nice thoughts which help him get to sleep. Why don't you close your eyes and start having those thoughts? That'll help you sleep. You don't know what I mean by nice thoughts? Okay, well, this is a little awkward, but I am your auntie and I've always taken an interest in your development, so what I mean by nice thoughts are sexy thoughts. Thinking about sexy things, you know, naked girls showing you their boobies and bottoms, that sort of stuff, and touching them and kissing them. Do I really need to spell it out for you like this? Surely you think about these things. And sometimes, while they're thinking about these things, young men will masturbate. If you need to masturbate to help you to sleep, then I guess that's okay. Just between you and me, it's something I do too, when I can't sleep. What? You've never masturbated? Why on earth not? Well, I know your mother is a woman of faith, but I'm shocked that she told you that. She actually said that if you touch yourself down there, you will go to hell. She insists that the only biblically sanctioned sexual activity is intercourse between husband and wife for the purpose of procreation. And you spent years worrying about this and denying yourself sexual release? Oh, sweetie, that's terrible. I feel so sorry that a boy of your age has never experienced a proper, fulfilling orgasm. But if your mother has clearly forbidden you to masturbate, it would be wrong for me to encourage it now. However, there might be a way to honor your mother's wishes and give you the release that you need. What if I were to say that I had a slight problem with my lower back and that my doctor had suggested that some gentle massage and manipulation of my buttocks would help my condition, and that he also recommended continuous weight and pressure on my posterior, combined with some rapid thrusting motions. Then, if I asked you to assist me with this, and you just happened to become aroused while, quote, unquote, helping, well, that would be okay, wouldn't it? And it wouldn't really be anyone's fault if, by pressing yourself up against me for purely therapeutic reasons and humping into my ass, it would be nobody's fault if your penis became very erect and stiff, and you were so excited that you had to have a lovely release over your auntie's delicious, jiggly bottom. Your mother only told you not to masturbate. She didn't say, don't ejaculate over your auntie's ass while helping her with a minor back complaint. Anyway, it was her idea for us to share the bed tonight, so whatever happens is her fault. Okay, could you turn the bedside lamp on so we can see what we're doing? I'm going to lie on my side facing the wall, and you can tuck in behind me. That's it. Don't be shy. Now, I don't think we should get naked for this. After all, this is therapy. It's not sexual in any way. But some skin-to-skin contact is definitely needed for medical reasons. So we'll both pull our pajama pants down around our ankles. There we go. And I'm going to push my big bottom toward you. And you're going to push your hips into me to apply continuous weight and pressure on my posterior. Oh my, oh gosh. There seems to be something warm and hard squishing up against my bottom. I wonder what that could be. I do hope it doesn't affect my therapy in any way. I do feel, though, that lying like this, it would be quite helpful to have something pressed between my thighs. I'm just going to take this pillow and put it right here. I feel this will help with the procedure. And if the corner of the pillow happens to be rubbing against Auntie's special private parts, well, that can't be helped. And if it makes Auntie feel so nice that she just has to touch herself down there too, well, that's what she'll do. So, the doctor said some massage and manipulation of my buttocks would be helpful. I want you to place your hand on Auntie's rump and stroke and caress my soft cheeks. That feels very nice. Effective. Good boy. Use your palm to trace firm circles over them. And while you're doing that, remember to maintain firm pressure with your hips. Oops. There's that stiffy again. I'm just going to reach around and separate my cheeks a little. And I want you to pop your penis in the crack between them. That's it. That's much better. Now you can really press up against me. And I can brace myself against the wall and push back against you. Isn't this fun? Oh yes, this is definitely working. But I think we could speed up the treatment along with the addition of some lubrication. There's a tube of hand lotion by the lamp. Squeeze some into your hand. That's it. Good boy. Use plenty. And then rub it all over my ass cheeks. All over. That feels so great. Greatly effective. Make sure they're well covered. And don't forget the furrow between them. We need everything to be all nice and slippery for the fun. For the procedure. Now, the doctor did say that rapid thrusting motions would be helpful. But I think we need to build up our speed gradually. We also need to make sure Mr. Stiffy is out of the way, tucked between my cheeks again. There we go. Okay, are you ready? Off we go then. Start slowly rubbing your penis up and down Auntie's ass crack while you press your hips into me. Up and down. Up and down. Oh yes. You're being very good boy for Auntie. Now remember, this isn't masturbation because you're not using your hands. And it's not sexual intercourse. So it doesn't matter that we're not husband and wife. As far as your mother's concerned, you're just helping me with a straight back issue. I mean, a slight back issue. And if you get more and more excited and aroused, and if your penis begins to feel nicer and nicer until, whoops, it squirts all over Auntie's delightful ass, well, then no one will be to blame. Phew, this treatment is really working now. There's a lovely tingling feeling spreading all around my ass and my pussy, up into my breasts. I think you could really help Auntie by reaching over and touching my big titties while you rub up and down. That's it. They're so big and heavy, aren't they? Cup them and stroke them. Let your palms glide over my stiff nipples. Oh my goodness. I think we need to pick up the pace now to conclude the therapy in a satisfactory manner. That's it. Thrust harder. Oh gosh. Oh dear. You're really helping Auntie now. I feel it. It would be even more beneficial if I lay on my tummy and you humped my slippery ass cheeks like that. Yes. Yes. While you grind into the pillow and touch myself. If I lay on my tummy and you hump my slippery ass cheeks like this. Yes, yes. While I grind into the pillow and touch myself. That's it, good boy. Just go as fast as you like now. Oh dear, I thought this might happen. You're gonna release, aren't you? And Auntie's ass cheeks are too much for you. Are you nearly there? Are you gonna come? I can hear your breathing speeding up. Does it feel like something wonderful is about to happen? Oh goodness, I'm nearly there too. Oh, shall we come at the same time? Oh, that's it. It's so nice, isn't it? Is my good boy going to come for the first time all over his auntie's bottom? Oh dear, I'm coming. Release together. I'll count us down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm coming. You are too. Oh yes. I can feel it. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, so nice. So lovely. That was lovely, wasn't it? I'm so glad your mother decided to pair us up tonight. It's all worked out so well. You've helped me with my back problem, and I've helped you with your orgasm. Without going against your mother's religious convictions. Perfect. And now we can snuggle up and go to sleep, ready for the big day tomorrow. I love inconvenient sleeping arrangements. And don't forget that Auntie will be staying for a few more days.